The word today is banner. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Early armies of the world always had a banner carrier who preceded them into battle. The Israelites also used a banner carrier to precede them into battle. Scripture ties this concept to the action of prayer. Here from our archives with more about this idea is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Banner.
In the original history of the world, you can go back and see that there were many banners that the armies would use to have someone carry it on a pole in front of them to indicate who they were. And usually there'd be an animal or something like that pictured on the banner also. Well, in the fighting of the early Israelites, especially after they left Egypt, you remember after the plagues that God sent upon the Egyptians, Pharaoh finally agreed to let the Israelites go. And under the leadership of Moses, they began to cross the desert and head toward the promised land. Well, one of their fierce enemies that always would attack them and fight them very viciously were the Amalekites. And you can read about this in the center section of the book of Exodus. For instance, somewhere around the 17th chapter would be a good place to start. And in the text that we have there, this name for God is used, Yahweh Nissi, N-I-S-S-I is the way you would transliterate it into English if you were trying to spell it in the English language. And it means, it's really one of those difficult words to translate, but one of the better possibilities is to call it the banner or the sign or the indication of who this army belonged to. They belonged to Yahweh. Now, they would never say the word Yahweh because the word for God was so sacred that whenever they'd see it in print, they would say another word, and that word would be Adonai. And it simply was a replacement word. That's how fussy and careful they were about using the name of God. They didn't want to ever use it because if they hit their finger with a hammer, let's say, when they're working, and they would be tempted to curse or swear, they didn't want to slip and use the name of God. Therefore, they would never pronounce the word Yahweh. Whenever they saw it in writing, they'd say Adonai instead, and everyone knew that they meant Yahweh. Well, this is the word of the banner that would precede them into battle. As a matter of fact, another way that they used to do that was carrying the Ark of the Covenant ahead of them, up front. Even when they would move from one section to another, they would do that. And you remember how careful they were with that. Of course, the Ark of the Covenant contained some extremely valuable things for them to remember who their God was. You remember there were some pieces of the tablets that Moses had brought down from Mount Sinai. You remember they were in there. There was some manna to remind the people as they were fed by manna during the days that they crossed the desert. There was the budding rod of Aaron was in there, etc. The point that I'm trying to make is these were all reminders of who their God was, and it was like a banner preceding them. And so this word that is written, Yahweh, that they would pronounce Adonai, Nissi, is the banner of God. Let me give you a reference to that. I think one reference would be around the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus, because the Amalekites were really, really after them, and they knew it was going to be a fierce battle. And so Moses, kind of as the administrator, talked to Joshua and said, "Now, Joshua, get our army together and get ready to go and battle against the Amalekites. And to be of assistance, I'm going to go up this hill here, up this mountain here, a short distance, and I'm going to stand there with the banner of God so that everyone knows who we are and that we are proclaiming we are God's army. And I'm going to lift up my staff. This was the staff of God, which was serving as the purpose of saying we are God's people, God's army, and I'm going to be praying. Well, Joshua noticed that as the battle was going on through the day, that as Moses would have his hands lifted up, the Israelites were winning, and they would be victorious in the battles. And the minute Moses would get tired, which happens very easily, you start holding your hands over your head, and how long can you do that? A half hour, an hour, hour and a half? How long do you think before your hands would get tired? You know, I'm at the age now when I even pound a nail in a wall after five or six times, my arms start to get tired already. So no doubt Moses was getting weak and getting tired. And as he would let his arms down, it became apparent to Joshua that the Amalekites began to win, and the Amalekites began to push them back. And so he wanted to get this information to Moses, and he made it very clear, you've got to keep your arms up. You got to keep praying and holding up the staff of God. And so they figured out, they rolled up a big stone for Moses to sit down on. So he sat down to rest. And then on either side of him, Aaron was one of the men, and the other was Hur, H-U-R, pronounced Hur, was the other one. They stood on both sides, on either side of Moses, and held his arms up so that they could continue to win in the battle, holding up the banner of God, the staff of God, so to speak. Now, let me give you another Old Testament reference there where you can see a similar case of this. Do you remember as the people were crossing the desert, there was a time when fiery serpents, probably some type of scorpion or snake, was biting some of the people, and they were dying. It was poisonous. And Moses quickly erected a bronze snake, the image of a snake, one of the fiery serpents' image of that, on a pole, on a cross. By the way, this whole thing is a forerunner, is a preview of Jesus Christ in the New Testament on the cross. And he announced to the people, if you look to this bronze snake on this pole, you will not die. It was a very clear preview of the fact that those who looked at Jesus Christ as their Savior would not die eternally, would have forgiveness. And so that account in the Old Testament is a sample again of God being the badge or the banner under which the people were fighting. A fantastic thought, I believe. Well, anyway, as we think of this, I want to go back for a second to Emperor Constantine. He was shown the image of the cross of God, and I believe as the first Christian emperor, the one that made it very clear, and his mother, by the way, was also a Christian and did an awful lot to help her son build marvelous churches in the Holy Land. I've been in some of those churches. The one in Bethlehem is still pretty well intact, because even though the enemies would constantly hit the Holy Land and destroy a lot of the churches, that church in Bethlehem was never destroyed. And the reason was that on the facade, on the exterior of the building, there was a mosaic, and the mosaic was of the wise men who had come from the east. And so their garb, their clothing, looked very similar to some of the invading armies, and they thought, oh man, we better not destroy this building because our brothers, so to speak, people like us, worshipped here. And so that church in Bethlehem has never been totally or completely destroyed. It's really a magnificent story, by the way, and one of the oldest standing churches in the history of the Christian people. So I want to think of an application for you and me today. We need to join church groups, Bible study groups, prayer circles, other Christians who can help us hold up our hands. And the point I'm trying to make is, in battles, things can go up and down, up and down. Some days you feel very strong spiritually, and other days you feel kind of weak and run down and washed out, so to speak, and not as strong. Now, the beauty of belonging to a Christian church and a Bible study group or a prayer circle is that when you're feeling weak and overwhelmed and tired out, you can say, please hold up my hands with me, pray with me, come before God in earnest, fervent prayer for me, that I remain strong, that I remain victorious. I like that beautiful idea. Just like Aaron and Hur, H-U-R, held up Moses' arms, so your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, in your prayer circles, in your Bible study circles, in your worship services, will hold up each other's hands and encourage one another and say, don't give up. God is with you. And even though the battle can be long and arduous and very difficult, yet God is going to prevail. And if you turn to him and he is with you and you are following his banner, you are marching in his name, you will be victorious and you ultimately will have the victory. That's the beautiful thought, I think, from this name, Yahweh Nissi, that we march in the army of God following his banner. He is our God. He is victorious over Satan and the entire evilness of this world, and he will lead his people. We're in battle, and we can get wounded, and we can get fatigued, and we can be attacked by Satan, you bet, as long as we're here on earth. But ultimately, we are God's people, and he will give us the victory. That's the joy of following Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He is the Almighty God, and we will never tire of holding up his cross as our banner. We follow Jesus Christ into every daily battle. We will be victorious.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.